for people of faith to strike a blow against these bastards. And no, I don't think, I'm not sanguine about this at all. I don't think that this changes much of the arc or trajectory towards the road to perdition that we are currently on. But it doesn't injure it either. And if it doesn't injure it, then do it. So where are the people of faith? This is the time to do it and do it today. Now, I want to play this clip here. This is Sister Deidre Byrne, the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Now, hang just a second, Meg. I want to just describe something about this. Back in April or in May, when the president had a bunch of people that were on the ground that were aiding and assisting others in dealing with and being treated for and meeting out charities for the corona hoax. One of the people that Trump invited and personally invited to that Rose Garden ceremony, I think Mike Lindell was there. Was one of the ones that Lindell was at. There was another sister from the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Mary Jesus. Remember, we played the clip, and she gets up and she is introduced by Trump as this is Sister such as she was young, and she's with the Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, sister. And he goes, sister, and she got up there. She gave a wonderful little 2 minutes. So that's the order here. Now, what I find awesome and motivational about this is that Sister Deidre is actually listed in the program and in all the publicity as being with the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Dude, that's outreach right there. Now, play Sister's clip. Listen to this. According to Joe Rosello and Joe Pasillo and Joe Razzanello, this was the highlight of night three.
Good evening. I'm Sister Deidre Byrne, and I belong to the community of the Little Workers of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Last 4th of July, I was honored to be one of the president's guests at his Salute to America celebration. I must confess that I recently prayed while in chapel, begging God to allow me to be a voice and instrument for human life. And now here I am, speaking at the Republican National Convention. I guess you better be careful for what you pray for. My journey to religious life was not a traditional route, if there is such a thing. In 1978, as a medical school student at Georgetown University, I joined the Army to help pay for my tuition, and ended up devoting 29 years to the military, serving as a doctor and a surgeon in places like Afghanistan and Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. After much prayer and contemplation, I entered my religious order in 2002, working to serve the poor and the sick in Haiti, Sudan, Kenya, Iraq, and in Washington, D.C. Humility is at the foundation of our order, which makes it very difficult to talk about myself. But I can speak about my experience working for those fleeing war-torn and impoverished countries all around the world. Those refugees all share a common experience. They have been all marginalized, viewed as insignificant, powerless, and voiceless. And while we tend to think of the marginalized as living beyond our borders, the truth is the largest marginalized group in the world can be found here in the United States. They are the unborn. As Christians, we first met Jesus as a stirring embryo in the womb of an unwed mother and saw him born 9 months later in the poverty of the cave. It's no coincidence that Jesus stood up for what was just and was ultimately crucified because what he said wasn't politically correct or fashionable. As followers of Christ, we are called to stand up for life against the politically correct or fashionable of today. We must fight against a legislative agenda that supports and even celebrates destroying life in the womb. keep in mind the laws we create define how we see our humanity. And we must ask ourselves, what are we saying when we go into a womb and snuff out an innocent, powerless, voiceless life? As a physician, I can say without hesitation, life begins at conception. While what I have to say may be difficult for some to hear, I am saying it because I'm not just pro-life, I'm pro-eternal life, and I want all of us to end up in heaven together someday. Which brings me to why I'm here today. Donald Trump is the most pro-life president that this nation has ever had, defending life at all stages. His belief in the sanctity of life transcends politics. President Trump will stand up against Biden-Harris, who are the most anti-life presidential ticket ever.
Ever.
Even supporting ever. The horrors of late-term abortion and infanticide. Because of his courage and conviction, President Trump has earned the support of America's pro-life community. Moreover, he has a nationwide of religious standing behind him. You'll find us here with our weapon of choice, the rosary. So thank you, Mr. President. We are all praying for you.
That's pretty unambiguous. I have no idea where she came up with the marry as an unwed mother business. Because she most certainly was not. In any event, contrast that with Sister Mary Pantsuit. Abortion is above my pay grade. And you notice a nice pattern emerging here, and that's this. Life matters if you care about it, and you're not flippant about its preservation and its conservation, then you cannot support the most pro-abort, pro-adrenochrome guzzling ticket in the history of the known universe. Although I will say, though, in hindsight, knowing what I know now about Jay-Z and Beyonce and all the rest of the adrenochrome guzzlers that Barack Hussein Obama hung out with, that we don't know that creepy sniffy Joe ever got on the Lolita Express. Pretty sure that Obama did. And I know Obama's buddies, Jay-Z, most certainly got on it. Did you find the, you're still looking for Dalyden? Now, I want to contrast what Sister said with this. Now, LaDasha Harris, as Attorney General of the state of California, began a campaign in 2015 to torment and then try to bury underneath whatever jail she could find founder for the Center for Medical Progress, also known the CMP. This is the group that went inside Planned Parenthood and got the videos of them talking about selling the recently dismembered body parts from aborted babies and acts of infanticide. So what was the response from the state of California? Did you know that no one has ever been targeted using the very complicated, by the way, law that says that you can't record someone without their knowledge? That David Dalyden is the only man that's ever been targeted by this law. What did he do? He recorded these abortionists talking about selling baby body parts. So LaDasha Harris made it the cause celebre to try and bury David Dalyden under that same jail that Ghislaine Maxwell is currently hiding underneath. The case continues on. Here's David Dalyden just a couple of days ago talking about, if you're out there, he's admonishing, if you're a Catholic, you're a Christian and pro-life, and you're thinking about supporting LaDasha Harris, let me tell you what she does to people that try and stop the murder of the innocent.